When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You do what you got to do. Just got to be said about Donna Hopkins, whose skeletons on the ground at Commander's Park, and we're right in the midst of it. Game week, the holidays, all that's great. But when you play this game for a living, you really don't get caught up in that. If you do, you're going to get your head knocked off on Sunday. So what's the temperature like now in the bullpen, Miss Hopkins?
Hey, yeah, Rick. You know, I wanted to make sure that I got all the info for you. So
yes,
the temperature is really great. I mean, Coach, high energy, you know, with this team's focus. I think that's the key thing, is it may be the holiday for a lot of people, but this team is focused in on the big prize that's waiting for them if they put all the pieces together to the puzzle this coming week against Atlanta. So I like the energy of this team. You know, nicked up a little bit. Coach said that he would talk to us later on the week about the injuries. Lattimore, you know, that hamstring injury seems to be nagging him again, so not for sure if he's going to go. And so I have a report later on in the week about, you know, injuries going into this game. But they're in good shape overall going into play in Atlanta. But, Doc, the way they play that game against Philadelphia, and what you can take from that, you well know a big game like that can only propel you over into the next game of what you know that you're capable of doing. So I think that that game on Sunday was a good game for them because it showed that they could hang with the big boys. And it is a divisional game, and those games are different, but that was a telltale as far as this home stretch for this team. And you're starting to see what this team is made up after that game.
Well, and that's right. I mean, every week you learn about yourself. I thought it was a Herculean effort to beat Philly. I didn't think it would happen. I'd hoped it would, but only I'm not a fan. I'm an investor. And as an investor in their future, I got to call it like I see it and not force anybody to lose money messing around with me. I want you to understand, this is not a game to me. It's a business. And they loaded. Now, I'm proud of the fact that we could take out one of their weapons and still win the game. But look what we had to do to win it. That shows you how much further ahead they are. They are stacked.
Yeah,
and we had a Herculean effort by one of the best players in the league who just happens to be a rookie. And then we bunt one. And all I want to do is win the game. I don't care how I win it. But we won it. So it tells me what we got the potential to be. But if you really think that you are that now, then you're an idiot. Because to fool yourself is one thing. To prove that publicly means you should be put away. So let's get the facts down and let's get ourselves better so that we can win this, because the next time you play them, it'll be head-to-head. And that's when you're going to have to be better than we were on Sunday.
Yeah, Rick, when you turn over the ball five times, but then you end up getting five touchdowns, and you know when you go into this home stretch, you can't afford to put the ball in the other team's hands five times and expect to win. This was a win that they crawled and scratched and fought their way out of it to win this game. What I was most impressed with is the way the defense came back and challenged themselves in the second half. Bobby Wagner, I talked to him after the game, and he talked about the gap. You know, when they had the 68 yards, Saquon Barkley, you know, for the touchdown, and, you know, that was just like a wide open gap up the sideline. But he untouched. Said that they made adjustments in the second half in their gap control, and you saw that change up as far as Barkley getting those open looks and everything. And going down the stretch, they know they got another running back against the Atlanta Falcons, and they've been battle tested over the last 3-4 weeks, as Coach Quinn told me, with some of the best running backs that they have to face up against. And that's one of the areas that this Commanders defense has to be better at, is stopping the run. I mean, they gave up 255 yards still on the ground and facing another runner this week. And then you got Michael Penix, another quarterback, a different quarterback. You only got a little intel on him. He's not a Cousins. I mean, he's a guy that has a stronger arm, a better quarterback at this stage of the game. So they've got somebody else. And like you said, Rick, earlier, you're only as good as your next game. You know, you can take a lot away from the Philadelphia game, but, you know, next man up is the Atlanta Falcons and how you respond. You can't hold on to what you did against the Eagles, but you got to come and play, you know, heads up ball again this week, because you're not in the playoffs yet. So this team knows what's at stake, and they know that that's one game that puts them closer to getting into the playoffs. So I do like the fact that this team is focused, and that, you know, most of the time they would have fell apart going up against a Philadelphia Eagle team that gets out on them quick, but they fought back. So that tells me a little bit about what the coaching staff has built here with this team. And you don't say anything more about Jayden Daniels than even the players, his teammates, are in awe sometimes about what he could do. And they told me, hey, he's not a rookie. So you can stop calling him a rookie, because he's not playing like a rookie.
Well, at least this year, we know where we're at and what we're fighting for. And that's important. We've made progressions in that area. I like this team because they fight till the bitter end. And I think they're getting closer. You get closer with victories than you do defeats, as you know, as of being an athlete yourself. They know they got away with one. And good teams find a way to get that. They steal one here or there. That's what Atlanta is going to plan to do Sunday. And we cannot go we can't be the victims. We got to build on this, because the best is yet to come. There's talk, and it could be a possibility that J.A. could return. I don't know what Lattimore, I don't know if you have any insight on that, but even if you don't, he's a hamster coming off a ham, and it took about 5 or 6 weeks for that. If that was re-injured, then we got to move on. But it gave you an indication of how good we could be. I love his aggressiveness. You talk about a dog. I couldn't contain myself. And that's going up against the best. Brown, bigger, stronger, faster, everything he's got going for him. And since that kid from Michigan, Standard Steel, they don't give a crap. They just come after you. And if them zero blitzes, Donna, when is the last time you saw us go after a quarterback like that?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I'm talking about, Rick. I mean, Coach talks about Frankie Louvu. You know, this is just a monster and a special guy in itself. And, you know, he had dropped that pick the week before against the Saints, but he didn't drop that against the Eagles, and that set up a touchdown. But you do like the aggressive play because they came at the Eagles. You know, you and Tony always talk about that games are won in December up front in the trenches. Well, that's where they won, in the trenches. You're talking about a number one defense in the Philadelphia Eagles, a number one in the passing, and the offensive line, they held their own. They didn't get pushed around and bullied, and then the Commanders defense did a little bullying themselves. So that's what you like to do. See, at this stage of the game, you need that meanness, that toughness, that's going to propel you forward at this stage of the game. Because at this stage, Rick, the only thing I have to say is you've got to be able to run the ball in December. The teams that are in the play, that's headed into the playoffs, and the teams that are finishing, they have strong running games. And that's what this Commanders team has to be able to really run that ball and run it strong.
Yeah, and you know, if you watch Green Bay, they have it. They passed that eyeball test. Jaden is a beast. Imagine how good he would be if we had a legitimate running game. Right yeah. now, if you play us, I wouldn't even care about our backs. I'd go with Jaden. Because, hell, with Eckler out, we're not the same team. And who would be? The Chargers aren't the same without it. Nobody's going to be the same without Eckler. He's that good. But right now, I can tell you exactly what you need. If you ask me right now, I had a pick in a draft. Who am I going after? Other than pressure, I would not be shy to say running back.
Yeah, and we asked Coach this week. We asked him today about the running back with Eckler. What's the situation? Because he's supposed to come off IR. You know, at this stage, I'm not for sure exactly, you know, if he'll be able to play. They're still looking at all that. That's the reason why Coach said he'll let us know a little later on in the week about the injury situation. And like you mentioned, John Allen, to have him back in what capacity that they're going to get him back is a plus, because you know at this stage you need everybody on deck, you know, for this home stretch. So whatever way that they use him when he comes back, and like Lattimore, not for sure how bad that hamstring is. Again, maybe a little tweak, but you know, hamstring is a hamstring. It flares up and it takes a little longer to heal up.
Yeah, I wouldn't be afraid. Donna, any special plans? You going to get on your Page Airport, the private plane? Are you going somewhere for Christmas or what?
Hey, Rick, I'm locked in with the Commander. It's that type of a season. I'm like the players. This is not a vacation time for me right now. I have to be in the trenches with this team, covering it, bringing the news, the updates, and all of that. I don't get a break. I mean, the team gets a break tomorrow. I'll take that break tomorrow. Otherwise, I'll be back out here on Thursday.
Well, good deal. We appreciate you giving us eyes in the building, because – I don't do hearsay. I need people I trust on the inside, and you cover all the blocks. Have a beautiful holiday. Give my best to the old man and the family, and we'll do it again. The first live microphone they give me, I'll give it back to you.
Always great kicking with you, Rick. Happy holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday. Donna Hopkins, as Coach would say, she is simply one of the best.